today I got, there's a guy with a reindeer. A lot of people always go, is that a llama? No, he's not a llama.
Why a goat?
The internet said it was a pack animal. I'm a city kid. I've never really camped or hung out before this. I got him off Craigslist and it cost me $100. And I loaded him up in the back of a Subaru and took him to Seattle.
Was there like a moment where you said, what the hell have I just done?
Like when you're in a Subaru and there's a goat in the back, like reality hits quickly. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a quick reality check where I was like, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? This is nuts. And now we're like best friends.
What have you learned about yourself?
That's probably the one thing that has ever made me want to quit. It's just being alone with myself. People say, you know, this is gonna, you know, grow your character, and I really think more than anything, it's just revealed it, and sometimes that's not as awesome as I'd like it to be. You know what I think it is, like, when you're physically drained, you're hungry, there's no comfort whatsoever, it's just hot, and there's no water, and you're by yourself, all those things that you kind of push down or ignore about yourself bubble to the surface immediately, you know? And they just kind of percolate and you have to deal with it. And there's no getting around it. You have to deal with it, you know?
What keeps you going?
The easy answer is the kids at the orphanage and, you know, that's the easy answer. I think on a very real, deeper level, you know, me being a Christian, I want to make a difference. I want my life to be more than just, I don't know, get through life. I feel very lucky because I get a lot of encouragement. People really, you know, they say I make an impact on their life, and then I see the fruit from that because they'll go and start a blanket drive in their community, or they'll go and, you know, do something else, or they'll end up going to Africa or something like that. And that's happened on occasion in this project. And, you know, I've made friends that I know that they're growing and they're giving back and they're moving forward. And to me, that's exciting for me.
Do you have a schedule? I mean, are you on a schedule?
Yeah, I'd like to get there before I die. Please, please, let me get there before I die. I was supposed to be done in 9 months, but just the way the project goes, it's like, it is now its own thing. Like, I am just a passenger at this point, and I just try and keep up with the commitments, speaking events, things like that, you know, and continue to share and inspire through social networking, which seems kind of fickle, but it works, you know. People get inspired through that, and so I just want to be faithful to do my part and do it well.